Blackstone Audio presents A Very Irregular Head, The Life of Sid Barrett, by Rob Chapman. Forward by Graham Coxon. Sid's magnesium genius, a balloon of magic burst, trampled by a take-take industry and discarded like contrary petulant inconvenience. Squeezed through the marketing tube, no beautiful bubble of the creative can survive it, nor can a free horse after breaking. A spirit harnessed and at once crushed, a talent tethered. I was 17, and looking through ale-smudged Christmas windows in Colchester, Essex. The air smelled of mince pies and rang with the brassy roundness of the Salvation Army band. I was bewildered and happy. I had heard a song, and felt trapped within it. A boy's innocent voice implored a girl to step into his world. A mouse tap-danced on a staircase. An avalanche of bells and clock springs fell from a wardrobe, and musky capes flapped and ripped. By this time I had spent a lot of time in strawberry fields, but this was way further out. This was from beyond Earth. The brand new clatter of this sound tickled my virgin spirit, fed it madness and made it hungrier. The voice, the words, the sounds all reassured and gave strange reference to my own identity. The accent was my own. The childish rhymes came from my own childhood, and the music was expressive rather than technical, the rhythms primal. The sound went on forever. It was expansive, with no strict structure, and at times would float away into chaos, leaving your ears jumping to catch it like kite tails, and your mind wondering who turned the gravity off. The music was dark and weird, peopled with freaky characters. A cave full of rabid geese pecked at your hair, and aloof cats smiled straight through your secrets with milk-green blinking eyes. I had just discovered Pink Floyd and Sid Barrett. Sid was like true poet to my young and plasticine mind, like the best of pop stars, riddled with the bricks and paving of an already searching and fidgety youth who soon grew to know something tragic, that Sid was already lost, and his hands, retreated, were far beyond reach and were vanishing fast into the ungrabbable depths, his mouth never to scream its last scream. How I loved Sid, though. He was mischief, the captain of the ship, the blindest, leading the blindest into overpowering white-hot foundness and mind-melting vision. His songs told me how it could be and how it could get. The original experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?